Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Wednesday midweek reading forecast. I'm your host, Aluna, and I'm joined tonight by my lovely, sagacious co-host, Tarouk Vishal.
Good evening, everyone.
And as always, I'm super excited to bring us news from the cards, what's going on with us, what is going on. So as I get my cards ready, by shuffling, I'd like to thank everyone for the overwhelming support that you guys have been showing us on Instagram and Twitter. And if you are new in listening to us tonight, you can definitely find us on those social media sites at Triple Chalice Tarot. I also have my own Instagram account, which I need to work on, but we're not going to go there. So I am in the process of shuffling right now. And get this started. Oh, my cards are jumping, so they are ready to tell. All right, and I'm just going to lay the cards out here. Ooh, okay, the first card. The second is very interesting. Oh, wow, okay. There's some drama going on, so let's just jump right into the meat and the potatoes of this. The present position is the Five of Chalices, okay? And let's talk about the depiction of the Five of Chalices. We see a man who's sitting at a bar stool, okay, in my deck. We see a man sitting at a bar stool. He has three chalices that have been spilled, okay? These three chalices that have been spilled, they represent grief, loss. Chalices represent our emotions, how we handle different experiences emotionally. So he's been overwhelmed. He's experiencing a sense of loss, a sense of grief. This is a scene of depression. Now, what is also interesting to note about this scene is that he has two other chalices that are still upright, but he's so deep in despair, so deep in wallowing in his own misery that he's not taking the time to be gracious for what he has, okay? So being that this is a general reading, I feel like this is saying that perhaps in this present position, there's been a bit of a breakup, perhaps a loss of friendship, perhaps someone even passed away, or maybe a situation where a person has lost their job, but there's a sense of loss in the scene is what I'm picking up from this card. And with the message that I have with this is that, yes, we do all experience great sense of loss, and we can be overcome by the turmoil of feeling sadness and grief and depression. But the scene in this card is to don't forget to look up and be grateful for what you have around you. There are so many other blessings and so many other opportunities. And believe it or not, sometimes when we lose things, it's the universe cutting away that which no longer serves us so we can move forward, okay? So the next card that I'm seeing, which is the Distant Past Foundation, is the High Priestess, okay? So now the story is kind of coming together a little bit for me. So I'm picking up on a bit of a breakup or maybe a loss of friendship because the High Priestess is saying to me, trusting that intuition, that inner guidance, that there were a lot of signs in the distant past, a lot of red flags, okay, in the distant past that perhaps maybe you ignored, whoever this reading is for, maybe you ignored or looked past. You know, we can definitely do that sometimes where we're in our emotions and we're dating someone or just any situation that calls for the emotions. We're just so deep in our feelings that we're not really trusting, you know, our gut feeling when something isn't feeling right or when something isn't, it just doesn't add up, you know. So the High Priestess is definitely saying in the distant past, you are given a lot of opportunities of seeing either this person or the situation for what it really was, but perhaps you didn't really pay attention to that because the present position, again, is about a sense of loss or a scene of loss. So the recent past, okay, so what's happened recently is, yes, we are seeing this betrayal happen because the recent past is the Three of Swords, okay? And swords represent, you know, our intellect, logic, ideas, situations a lot of times, and a very cold shrewdness to dealing with situations, okay? This is very devoid of emotion. Now, in the scene of the Three of Swords, we're seeing a sense of betrayal. We see a heart, okay, that has been pierced by three swords. So this card talks about a sense of, again, betrayal, treachery, loss, grief, you know, and you know, out of nowhere, really, you didn't even really see this coming. But like I said, with the High Priestess, maybe you had some signs and you were ignoring them. But in the recent past, okay, it's kind of led up to now the donkey hitting the fan or the shit hitting the fan. Excuse my friends. But, yeah, it's kind of bad that we're looking at this thus far. But, again, everything happens for a reason. Perhaps the situation was no longer serving you. Perhaps you were just in it because you were getting, like, the bare minimum out of it. And, you know, the universe will, no matter what, continually push you on your true path. So if you're with someone that isn't really for you, if you are with someone that does not align with you, you know, after a while, something's going to happen to move you out of that situation. It may take time, and it may take, you know, a really traumatic situation such as this, like the scene of betrayal that we're seeing, to move you from it, but it has to be cleansed. It has to be purged, okay? Now, the inner emotions card, okay, the next card that follows, which is the inner emotions, is the moon card, okay? So we're really getting a picture of the subconscious here. Whoever this reading is for, you've got all the red flags, and you were aware of the red flags because the moon card talks about, you know, psychic evolution, having a heightened sense of intuition. It's definitely in the same scene as the High Priestess, which we saw in the distant past. So, you know, this is really who you are. You are really good at gauging people and discovering people's ulterior motives, if there are any, and you're really good at reading people. So it's almost to say, why did you set yourself up in this situation when you knew better? But also, in the moon card, we see a sense of illusion, okay? So perhaps you got lost in the sense of this romanticizing fantasy that you had going on with this situation or person. Because think of the moon for a second, you know, and I say this all the time when I talk about the moon. The moon's light is an illusion, okay? The moon does not cast any light at all. It's only a reflection from the sun's light. So it's not real. Okay, it's not real. So the scene, the world, the painting, whatever you like to describe it as, that the moon casts its glow to paint, is shrouded in mystery and fantasy, but a lot of times it's not real. Okay, so yeah, you going back to whoever this reading is for, this, you kind of knew what was going on, but you really wanted to see it through and kind of were hoping for some light at the end of the tunnel, and you got smacked anyway. And looking at the final result, okay, this is really weighing on you heavily because I'm seeing the Nine of Swords, okay? And in this depiction of the Nine of Swords, we see a woman who is, it looks like she's just woken up from a nightmare, and she had, you know, she's like in a sense of a cold sweat. There's a terrible look on her face, and there are these swords that are hovering around her, okay, and they are plaguing her. You know, they're causing her stress. They're causing her anxiety. They're causing her just night terror pretty much. And what this is saying, this card is talking about, I'm going to say that this is a sense of a warning. I know that you're going through this right now if this sense of loss is immediate, but, you know, don't allow these voices to continually taunt you. Don't allow, if this situation has happened and it was a breakup, don't sit there and replay over and over in your mind what you said, what he said or she said, how you could have done things differently. What if you would have said this, or what if you would have been more this? It happened, okay? It was not meant to be. You had to move on for the situation. You have so many other things to be grateful for. You have so many other gifts that you are rewarded with. So I know you're going to have to go through the motions, and it's okay. Go through the motions. Cry, be upset, you know, allow those nightmares to kind of come and bug you for a little while. But do not stay in that, okay? You owe it to yourself so much more to go out and experience the rest of life. Experience someone else new, you know, experience someone else who's going to appreciate you or your gifts or your talents in a work or career field, you know, whatever it is. Don't sit there and beat yourself up continually, especially at night, okay, because this, the Nine of Swords, you know, this is like talking about the things that we tell ourselves when we're alone and there's no, you know, our friends aren't around or our supportive, other supportive people aren't around to say, you know what, you are better than that, or don't worry about that. You know, when we're alone, we kind of become our own monsters. You know, we create the monsters in our head, and they continually knit at us, which we're seeing in this scene here of the Nine of Swords. So that's my advice. Okay, sorry to bring the drama, but yeah, it's real. and I am hoping that whoever this reading is for, that you take my advice, you know, go through the motions. Like I said, we're all human, and we have to get it out, and we have to go through it, but don't stay there, don't dwell there, and don't let whatever the situation was determine you, even if it was a failure or a setback, you know. It does not define you. And from failure, we do grow and we find other avenues of success, okay? So, yeah, it's not a reflection of you at all. Don't beat yourself up. Don't replay over and over in your mind again, you know, how you could have done things differently. It played out. The hand was dealt and it's finished. You know, it's done. It's over. So let's work on moving on, okay? And that is my message. I hope you guys – oh, Tarouk, I was, like, so deep in it. Do you have anything you'd like to add to this reading?
No, I mean, you executed it perfectly. That was wonderful.
Yes, score. Well, then we have a few minutes left. I just want to thank you if you have been listening. Thank you so much once again. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. We're more popping on the Instagram, if you've noticed. So thank you so much again for all the support, and we hope to get some feedback from you, and we will be having our Saturday show as well. So with that, I wish you a wonderful night, and goodbye.